You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity, the podcast that takes rides that change lives. We are headed into 7 moments of Chatting with Charity in which I will share with you things that I have learned in 2022. I'm so happy to have you, and let's get things started. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, what's up? Welcome back. We are still doing our 7 moments of Chatting with Charity, and this is moment 2. Rejection is always something that I feel closely connected to because I've lived a very ostracized life or just been very estranged from people that I've loved and things that I've always known. And oftentimes I find myself alone, and I used to feel guilty or self-loathing about that because I felt like maybe I couldn't keep people in my life and it was me. It wasn't until I learned over time that rejection is protection. We hear that statement, but some of these beautiful, you know, eloquent statements don't sit well in your heart because it still makes you feel bad at the end of the night when you don't have the people around you to help you and you constantly feel like you have to do everything on your own. And I started to remind myself that when I told God that I was ready for real, it was because I knew that I was the right person for the job. And even if I had to do it on my own, I was still going to be successful. The rejection itself is designed to protect me because I'm still working to develop the kind of woman I need to be to create boundaries and to create separation from myself and the things that could really derail me. A lot of the times we're very dishonest with our character flaws or very lazy in developing ourselves in a way where we can build that harness that makes us feel good in the world and not constantly get tossed to and fro. That emotional ignorance and that emotional immaturity is really what impacts how we make decisions and causes us to make bad decisions. And I've learned in business that you have to take high risk to get high reward. But if you're emotionally impacted, then you're probably going to make a very bad decision. So I've been allowing rejection to happen in my life free fall because I know that I need to learn how to build boundaries that don't put me in positions to be rejected. Rejection in general does not feel good. It's never going to feel good when you don't get picked and they don't call you and they don't care about what you've got going on. And when they talk to you, it's just about them. It doesn't feel good. But you have to find a way to love yourself enough to know that this is the path that you have to walk through and that you don't need a crowd. You don't need a team. You just need someone that's confident in themselves. And you need to build up your mindset in order to achieve the things that God has called you to do. Honestly, as much as I get rejected, I know that people really do care about me and love me. It's a really weird dynamic. But I just had a situation more recently, and I kind of was like, if you're going to reject me, just do it. Just do it. You don't have to like slowly pull the Band-Aid off. You don't have to like sugarcoat it. Just do it. And I felt in that moment that I wasn't trying to force a negative situation, but I was trying to give someone permission to understand that it's actually worse for you to try to make rejection sweet than to allow rejection to be what it is, a learning lesson. A lot of the times when we're in situations, we already know those situations don't work. We already know we can't thrive there. Trying to put a bow on it doesn't make the situation better. As a matter of fact, again, it brings that emotion back in and that feeling of like, am I being rejected? No, this door has to close for other doors to open. So just close the door. I've allowed kindness to evolve into how I live my life. And if I fail or if I'm embarrassed or if I'm anxious about something, I remind myself, like, Charity, you really are doing the best that you can. And you're only responsible for your own reaction. But what I do not allow is for people to try to take rejection and turn it into like an emotional whirlwind. In our last ride, we talked about staying in the flow. And I am aware of the things that shift me, and rejection is one of them. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit more in depth about what rejection is biblically, how to deal with that in your personal life and in your business life, because you often hear more no's than you hear yeses, and you often give more yeses than you do no's. So it doesn't really add up at the end of the day, right? But most importantly, how can we transition into a year where we are saying yes to ourselves and no to everyone else? John 15:18 says, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. That is such a compassionate statement, because oftentimes we feel like the Bible is such a highly researched and talked about Bible. I mean, it constant every year, people are trying to figure out more about the Bible. And it's almost like you have this huge heroic figure of Jesus, and you have this huge desire to understand God and the universe. But in the exact same mind frame, people hate Jesus, hate God. The confusion is madness. And there's this weird thing where people do hate you because they love you. They hate the things they can't understand about you. They hate that you are who you are. And what God says, just know that before they hated you, they hated me, and were made in his image and made in his likeness. So with that comes some of the trials and also the great rewards, but it comes with the need to develop the tools necessary to withstand criticism and negativity. It's necessary for you to still do your job and not be liked by people. It's important for you to wake up every day and feel amazing about yourself and know who you are in God. Because if you don't know who you are, you're not going to be planted. In order for you to be planted, then that is how you put seeds in the ground, and that's how you can have an expectation for a harvest. But oftentimes people want us to feel like it's important to be liked. But being liked doesn't get you to your purpose. Your purpose is often going to make you not be liked by people. But there are some people out there that are waiting for you to arrive, and they need what you have to offer. And that when you spark that purpose and you spark that moment, you are going to realize why you exist. And that is why God always constantly reminds us to travail, constantly reminds us to focus on what the calling is and to look upward. Because if you don't, you will lose sight of the mission.
Do you know that I finally launched Lux & Co.? Yes, this business idea that I have been working so hard on is ready for you to purchase, to enjoy, and most importantly, to have an experience in the moment that awaits you. This particular company is all about Christians who want to have a higher connection with God and desire to make 2023 amazing. This is the year for the chosen. You don't want to get into this year without these products, because they're going to help you push through and meet those goals. Be a push through Christian this year and get where you need to be by going to LuxandCoBrand.com and purchasing a product that is going to support you and your walk with God, but most importantly, help you elevate to a higher purpose. Thank you for shopping, and let's get back to this moment.
Those who hear, let them hear. Those who have eyes to see, let them see. It is important for you to shift how you see 2023 and be steadfast and focus on the good things of God, so that you can ignore those things such as rejection and criticism and those things that make you feel like you are not supposed to be where you need to be. There are places that God has said you need to be here, and the no is not going to stop you because the space has already been made for you. So how do you plan on dealing with rejection in 2023? Are you going to cry about it? Are you going to be frustrated? Are you going to feel like, this is not for me? Or are you going to accept and say, I think I do need to pivot. I see a better avenue. Or are you going to say, nope, this is my door. I'm going to get it. Rejection works in many facets, and it does different things for us in our life. And you have to spend more time figuring out what is it doing and not how it's making you feel. So how do we deal with rejection when it comes to business and in life? Because you will hear more no's than you hear yeses. I believe that in business, your no's help you navigate to a better yes, a bigger yes. And your no's are important because they teach you what you need to go back and look at and work on and make it better. Sometimes what we're doing is not presenting the offer correctly, or presenting the idea correctly, or it's not fully fleshed out, or it just needs more time, or it's just not yet the time for it to happen. But it's not a no, it's coming. You guys, sorry, they're doing their thing. And also in life, how do you deal with rejection? You be kind to yourself and know that you're amazing, and that God would have not created you and put you on this earth and allowed you to see another day if there wasn't something amazing and remarkable about you. Rejection is designed to try to tear us down and to make us think low of ourselves, because if we think low of ourselves, we can never achieve anything high. So when you find rejection within your family, within your friends, within your loved ones, within whatever environment you are in, remind yourself that rejection is God's protection, and you have to rehearse those things, and you have to find a way to embed that truth into your life and make it a reality. You have to move and operate inside of that. You have to know that you are going to be loved by people, desired by people, but until you get where you need to be, you're not going to find those people. Live life searching for the good in the world, the good in people, and the good in yourself. And that will help you deal with rejection. Don't get stuck. Don't get into a slump. Don't allow depression to convince you of all these other things. Stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. So whether it's in business or in personal life, it's really important for you to understand that you only get one life to live. Don't let others dictate how you get to live it. Step up to the plate, be ready, and be a game changer, and be okay with that. The last thing we're going to talk about is allow yourself to say yes to you. The last thing we're going to talk about is making 2023 a year of more yeses for yourself and more no's for other people. This message is for me as well. Like, this is probably like the anthem for 2023, because sis has got no more time, energy, or places to just waste love, to waste resources, to waste energy, to waste compassion, to waste empathy. I often find myself finding people who are not whole in themselves, and I use it as an opportunity to trauma bond. You know, I find that people that are broken are the most real, and there's a part of them that has that beautiful vulnerability that they have real reasons to cry. I don't know. I just love broken people. And I love to feel valued. So sometimes I feel like if I can be there for people, then maybe they'll love me more. But that's always proven time and time again, that's a bad idea. So 2023 is about me loving myself, because I attract the things that I give. I'm attracting broken people because a part of me is broken inside of me that I need to heal and I need to love. And allowing other people to get their healing before myself is not being kind to myself. 2023 is about believing in the things that I want to do for my life and not feeling like I have to get permission or support. I just gotta reorganize myself, get effort, reorganize myself, get the correct support. And if I don't have that, still keep going. You have to say yes to the things that you believe in. Say yes to your dreams and work on them. I spend a lot of nights when the baby's sleeping working on my business ideas, and between the hours, it's really not easy at all. It's actually challenged my perspective of motherhood, trying to be an entrepreneur and a mom. But I sit back to myself and I'm like, my baby was a yes to me. My businesses were a yes to me. And if I just focus on me, I do have enough energy, time, and enthusiasm and kindness to give to myself and my businesses and the world that I'm trying to build, but I don't have anything for anybody else. And that is okay. That's okay. Because that light inside of you attracts people. That light inside of you makes people want to get to know, who are you? What do you have going on? And those questions can be alluring because you're like, hey, there's someone there. But they also can be very distracting. I talked about building boundaries and understanding that rejection is your protection, but it's important for you to know that this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And when you stand in your purpose and you're shining your light, you are going to attract people. And it's important for you to know how to say no and understand that saying no is saying yes to yourself. Don't allow your light shining to confuse you, to distract you, or to make people come into your life that don't deserve to be there. Rejection will always be your protection. It's your responsibility to search out the truth in that. So thank you for riding on this moment number two, where we are talking about rejection. I hope you enjoyed that, and stay tuned, because again, we have 7 moments of chatting with Charity, and next up is moment 3.
Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe.
See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity.